Nick is staring off into middle distance as he realizes we might have to pivot to video.
No, I don't want to do that. I'm just wondering. I'm just
in this
about
studio as well.
Yeah.
Oh God. I didn't want to be unkind, but I was gonna say it might drive up some Patreon donations
if, like, yeah, if they saw how we lived.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. It would be like, wow, Connor Spatey, you fucking live like this. Yeah. You pick. Yeah.
We'll replace all the like cans of beer we usually hold with like cans of beans that have been opened.
Yeah, exactly. It's just Uma and I in the corner eating cat food because, you know. You know, the cat food over across the street at Lidl is cheaper than real food.
Absolutely.
I don't know if that's that. That probably is very true.
Yeah, of course.
Probably.
All right, so welcome to the new year. It's the first episode of the new year. don't look into it. We're going to do some New Year stuff and also just some things that are on Kieran's mind. I do kind of have to bring up weird internet drama that I found very, very funny because it was a scandal. Okay, hang on. 50,000. All right, so a guy on YouTube who does like animated videos. Hang on. 50,000 euro. So I have to get the details of this again because there was a guy on YouTube who does like beatbox cartoon stuff. Okay. And his whole thing is like that's his whole YouTube channel. But then it became a bit of a scandal when it was revealed that he had paid $50,000 to have like a softcore porn animated porn video made of him with a cartoon character, and then that got like revealed to the internet that he had spent that much. The rumor initially was that he paid like a 15-year-old to do that, and like everyone was like, that seems kind of weird, and that wasn't true because it turns out why he spent so much is because he got it professionally made by a small animation studio. And I've seen clips of it that aren't the porn bits, and it's pretty good animation.
Wait, what does he do? Like, what is he a YouTuber for? Why does he need to make a softcore
like,
porn?
It's his own business, you know what
I mean?
I mean,
yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah. But how did you end up on that? Like, what is the, like, this is, I'm confused. What, how does this drama end up in your radar? Normally it's like, hey, guys.
All drama ends up in
his
radar. Never question.
Oh my God, speaking of drama lately, I've been loving the fact of, like, Hillary Clinton tweeting out her defense.
Shut the fuck up. With, I don't want to hear that.
With the Barbie movie.
Hashtag Hillary Barbie.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So the YouTube channel is Verbalay. He does like okay, so like for example, he's got like the first video pinned in his channel is Vegeta beatbox, but the voices keep changing. He's got like a wheel with a bunch of famous cartoon character voices, like Joe Swanson from Family Guy and Eddie from Ed, Edd n Eddy.
Okay, yeah.
Where like the idea is halfway through the beatbox, he will just change his voice to meet the character. He's capable of doing this. It's very impressive. This is five.
Now I understand. Like when you said beatboxing YouTuber with what? Okay.
Yeah.
What's the problem? 5.48 million subscribers. What's the problem of this guy making a softcore animated porn video? Is the most normal thing I think I've heard. Like,
we can watch it if we want.
No,
it's like the first result.
I'll watch it later on my own time
with one hand on the keyboard. Yeah,
because the other hand will be pondering of what is this.
I'll just be stroking my beard.
So 50,000, are we talking like motion capture here?
Animation is expensive, and like I've seen clips of this. It's a cartoon character from like what is like a crowdfunded animated cartoon to begin with that managed to get on Amazon Prime.
The actual cartoon
she's from looks really good. I haven't watched it yet.
Which?
So they literally did like he
Invincible.
Literally.
I think it's called Has Been Hotel.
Oh.
The What? The premise of the cartoon is it's like the daughter of Satan is actually like the complete opposite of Satan and believes that people who've gone to hell can be redeemed. And her whole thing is she opens a hotel where it's like, we're going to make these people good. And the comedy is they're a bunch of demons who just want to like kill and murder, and she's trying to make them into good people.
But what?
And he wants to fuck that character.
And she wants to fuck. He wants to fuck that girl.
Listen. Hey, so he makes it's not illegal.
It's not illegal, exactly. So. No, and the thing
official
I find
official Cornish Media position.
It's not yeah. The Cornish Media legal team. We don't think this is illegal.
He paid the animators fairly.
Okay, actually, you know. So the technical problem and why people had an issue with this is he seems to have been using money that was given to him for the channel. And like,
this is money.
He made content.
He made content.
No, because no, this was private. This was meant to be private. This was meant to be for his personal collection, the video.
But is it not the money for his channel for him? Like,
no, because like there's like
channel.
A there's like business kind of aspects of it. Like, you have to be able to.
No, I get
look,
this.
Look, you got it. You got it. Sometimes you just gotta invest in the morale of your favorite content creators. You know what I mean?
You just gotta believe this beatboxing guy.
It's a grind. They, you know, they need to do their own thing so they can keep out putting out that fire. Content.
Yeah,
this is just like the only thing that my brain can go to is the episode of It's Always Sunny where they're like, we should make a movie. And then it just like, they're like, what if Dolph Lundgren was going around? He was a crime sniffing dog who then goes around and just like, when he's not, you know, sniffing out crime, is like fucking his secretary.
I can explain exactly how I found out about it, right? Because there's a clip of, because he's like, she's kind of, if my understanding correctly, is she's kind of being Dommy and he's kind of reluctant to get into it. So this is the cartoon insert of him. But this became a meme on TikTok where people would Photoshop in themselves or other people running, or him running away from like absurd things. Or like, for example, this, which is just some anime. That's not actually the girl. And that just became like a weird meme on TikTok. I'm gonna get a picture of Hasbin Hotel because I need the people need to see the full.
Just this is way too in an area of the internet that I do not interact with, and I feel like I feel so old.
I feel bad for him though.
And there's some images of Hasbin Hotel. It looks pretty good. Animated series is on Amazon Prime. If everyone wants to get Amazon Prime.
I'm just gonna say that sounds like a pretty cool premise. I want to watch.
Yeah,
that.
Right. We're all watching the show.
I mean, my
and then bankrupting ourselves.
We get
so into the show. We're just but
now they have the assets. You know, like everything is just kind of like in place. You just gotta go to the same studio.
Yeah, exactly. It's just gonna be like the animes where then it's like, why is the background the same? It's just like, well, we didn't have 50 grand. We had like, four.
We don't have YouTuber beatbox money to invest into this animation.
Yeah, we have, you know, just like lowly podcaster money. We go to like a Georgian studio to
the finest animation.
It's called Fiverr.
Can you guys make me an animated porn?
Just posting an ad on Fiverr. I was like, I'm so horny right now. Can someone solve this? Oh my God.
Can someone make me one of those flip books, but I'm just getting freaky?
All right, so... Okay,
that'd
but like
be really expensive, actually.
So now that I've explained this whole thing that happened on the internet, this is the most Kieran story you've heard, right? Because this is... Yes.
No one else has heard of it, just Kieran.
And I love... Okay, so my favorite thing on the internet is just finding something new that is apparently huge and you've never heard of it.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I when I found out that there's an entire genre of people who just like pose to songs.
Oh yeah, okay.
Like in cosplay and whatnot, that was one that just ruined my brain because it wasn't the cosplay thing or the posing to songs. It's always from stuff that I did not know existed that have like the largest imaginable fan base of like an anime that you've never heard of.
Well, that also kind of happened to us at fucking Podfest, where there was a food truck outside of the venue celebrating like a tie-in event for like Honkai Star Rail.
Exactly.
Then there was like, this is like a massive Android game that everyone plays.
Yep.
Exactly. Yeah, and that there were more people at that than there were at Podfest.
Absolutely, there were.
Oh, I'm just depressing.
Yeah, and I, like you were going out for food and was like, get a Honkai Star Rail burger. You have to. You simply must. Yeah, no, I found like I love, so related to my next topic, which is Eurovision. Kieran investigates. Kieran starts building his mental models of who's going to do well in Eurovision by investigating the only wing of the audience I can investigate, which is the hardcore Eurovision fans, because they're all making content, they have influencers, they're doing reaction videos.
Yeah, they're spending $50,000 to, you know, absolutely, fuck the, you know, whatever.
No, they have their own Yendrick. Eurovision influencer agency.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, guys, that's what I think of Ireland's entries this year. You know, subscribe, vote AFD, hit that bell. Yeah, so like that gets me into like, then YouTube just starts recommending me reaction channels because they're like, you like reaction stuff. I was like, no, it's only the Eurovision stuff. And it's purely for research. I'm watching it for the articles. And then, but then I found one that had like millions of subscribers, and the vibes were so ridiculous because it was like, okay, go. Every time I find one of these channels, yeah, I posted about this. Every time I find one of these channels, I go to all videos, sort by popular. And like, first couple of videos are like, first time hearing Eminem's Godzilla, and it's a bunch of guys sitting around listening to Eminem's Godzilla, or like, guys reacting to like, Family Guy's black moments, and it's just like all the like kind of borderline racist jokes from Family Guy, and they're reacting to it. And then like the third video I encountered was them reacting to that one interview with the Egyptian satirist who went on to Piers Morgan's TV show to explain like Palestine to him. And it's just like, it's an hour long. All the other videos were like 12 minutes long. They watched the full interview, and it's just like four guys not equipped to talk about Israel-Palestine in any way. I'm not equipped to talk about it. And they're just like, well, after we record this video, we're going to watch another Family Guy compilation. I'm just all of the world. I really do.
Like, to be honest, like, I've seen some really funny, they're just like listening to Beethoven for the first time.
Yeah.
It's just like people getting fucking turned with Beethoven. It's like,
yeah, there's, I think there's like a subgenre of this where people like in the US will listen to like German stuff for the same time.
Oh, yeah.
Like Jesus, the rapper, you know?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That crazy video that he has.
So there's that one guy.
He breaks
guy,
the bottle on his head.
There's that one guy. Because also, I feel like it's a like window into like the kind of precarity of a lot of American existence, because there is one guy who's got his, like, made his name by reacting to German stuff. And he shoots all of his videos. First of all, he makes the greatest thumbnails. I always just like post the thumbnails without context because they're brilliant, and it's just like him with a big smile on his face looking at like a German teenager with a beer in his hand, which is like the German flag pointing at it, and I'm just like, yeah, this is art. I'm just like, this is me in the fucking loop.
Yeah, this is like, this is really like Günther Fehlinger, but like the not evil version of
yeah
him.
Absolutely. But the weird thing about,
he could have been a react YouTuber.
All of the weird things, he would be so good.
He king born in the wrong generation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh my God, Günther as a dopey YouTube react channel.
The weird guy.
But he's like, he just has to be like 17.
So it's just in this topic, there's this girl who is a reaction channel.
Yeah.
But she reacts to like random things like history as well. And like, just,
oh
like,
yeah. You can react to anything.
That sounds sick.
Has,
yeah.
She has this video, it's like, American girl learns Irish history. Look at the
Oh, I fucking hate her. I've seen all her videos. I
the
hate
IRA.
Her. It's such a great thumbnail, though, right? The thumbnails are,
oh my
ours.
God, this one. Bloody Sunday.
Yeah.
Oh,
and she never makes any of these faces in the video, so you know,
oh,
that's like, God, a photo taken after.
Oh my God, dude.
Of making. Yeah, yeah. No, I hate her. She does Eurovision reaction videos, and her opinions are so fucking basic. I hate it. But anyway.
Can we send,
that's why we hate her. That's nothing to do,
nothing
to do with the Irish history.
Nothing to do with her assessment of the Troubles. Absolutely not.
No, what does she even say? Have you watched the video?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What does she even say?
Nothing of substance, really. Ugh. Just like, that sucks. Like, and I was like, yeah, it did.
Thank you so much.
But the American guy who reacts to German stuff is like, it's such like interesting because his videos are like, he doesn't really add a lot, and it's kind of fine or whatever. It's very mellow content. And it's him kind of, through this, learning about the peculiarities of the world. I think one of the most recent videos I saw of his is him reacting to like someone pointing out that the drinking age of 21 is like really weird. Mm. And it should probably be younger. Anyway, he does all of his videos from like what is clearly a nursery for his kid. Like, there's a crib in the background, there's a fucking mobile, there's a changing desk in the background. I'm like, where is the kid? I've also seen people do like reactions on Twitch, and their toddler walks in halfway through, and one of them has to turn to the toddler, just like, not right now, like, daddy's working.
Daddy's working.
Yeah, and it's just like...
Daddy's watching, you know...
It was the evolution of the English language through time, I remember.
Oh, was it? Oh, no, I was thinking of, like...
What a random topic.
Daddy's watching a reaction. Daddy's learning about the Kronstadt Rebellion and reacting to it.
But it's also just like, I can't fault any of them, because it's just like, yeah, this is a job, I guess. This is how you feed the kid, is you react to shit on YouTube.
At least they're not family bloggers.
Oh, so God, hey. Those are the worst.
Yeah. You know, I respect it.
At least the kid is not involved.
Yeah.
My wife is waiting desperately for like the auto bio that comes out from one of like the kids raised in one of those 100%. Families. It'd be such a good read.
I saw a very terrifying TikTok today through Twitter because of course, I don't have TikTok. Which was, you know, this trend of like, we're siblings. Of course, like the and it was this video showing up like 2 8-year-olds, 9-year-olds.
Yep.
Which BB is Vincent. Like, what, Gen Alpha?
Yeah.
And they're like, we're Gen Alpha influencers. Of course, da-da-da. And like, they say shit.
Yeah.
And it's like, they don't even have their whole teeth. Like, it's really upsetting. And they have like Mario Badescu, like, skincare shit, which is proven that fucks up your skin. And they're like 9 8 years old, which means their skin will be so bad.
I remember my skin routine when I was an 8-year-old.
But it's like, it's so upsetting. And like, their parents are just like, why are you 8 years old calling yourself an influencer? Like, that is so terrifying. Like, that's so sad. Do you really think that other 8-year-olds are watching your videos? No. It's gonna be fucking perverts that, like...
That's a real possibility for sure. I don't like any of it. But, but this is all leading to the position, which is Eurovision season has started for me. And I guess the 50,000 large Discord group I'm in of other people who are really into Eurovision.
You made it?
No, I didn't make it. No.
Look, if we had the time to do this, we could totally have this episode be a reaction to me learning about Eurovision.
Yeah.
As you explain it to me.
No, it's yeah.
Because I don't know anything about it. I've never watched it.
Oh, you're watching it this year. You're coming to our live show.
I guess
I
am.
We record ourselves.
And then we can record it, yeah.
Yeah.
The post-game interview. What'd you think?
You can be invited. I'm sorting that out. It's only 15 weeks away.
Oh my god.
I'm looking forward to like Germany is staring down the barrel of coming last again. They released all the 8 songs that they're going to pick from, and they all suck.
I hate that Germany's a member of the Security Council.
That gets it automatically goes to the final. Exactly. Yeah.
The security. Oh man, this sounds awesome.
I mean, that's what
it actually called security.
No, it's not.
It's called the Big Five.
I believed it.
The Big Five. Yeah. The Big Five Eyes.
Yeah. Which are?
Spain, Italy, Germany, Spain. UK, France. Yeah.
Yeah.
Spain automatically goes to the final.
Yeah, because we wouldn't get there through normal voting.
So they automatically go to the final. I thought they had like, I thought it was like,
you know, like they're allowed to have no. They're allowed to have nukes.
I just be like, yo, this song sucks, man. Like, Greece is not just not making it this year. You know?
Yeah. Greece always just sends like a generic pop banger that is always better than Germany's.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. No. German veto power just every year, just like no, absolutely not.
Cause an international incident.
just like every time. I'm just like, we liked your song, but we think you probably spent too much money on it.
Put a Volkswagen ad in it, we'll talk.
Yeah. Several German companies just like halfway through the song, the like pop starlet from Athens is just like, I love Siemens. Siemens is a great company.
Yeah. Yeah, she has like her Siemens blender, her VW, like little fucking car.
Looking like Hair Siemens is just there with a gun towards her family. I was like, that's right. Dance.
Gun provided by Heckler and Koch.
Yeah, so like the reason, like, but the reason why those countries do so badly is one of the reasons is like when you automatically get to the final, you're more likely to come last because all the songs that were worse than you have already been rooted out. So like, it's really a perception thing. I'm not a huge fan of any of the Spanish songs either this year. They've released all the songs for Benidorm or whatever.
Yeah. Who's singing?
Some people's. I haven't remembered any of them. When they win, I'll remember the name.
I only remember winners here.
I was shocked to learn how, like, not too long ago, how old Eurovision is.
Yeah, it's
ancient. I thought it was like Europe's response to American Idol.
No,
it's older than the European Union.
Yeah. These are like one of the three institutions that are like getting us to not kill each other. It's like the European Union, NATO, and a song competition. Not a singing competition, a song competition.
Who are these people?
Yeah, who are
just
these?
Looking at the Spanish people, like, who are
this? Is also one of the things that Putin has on the table that he does not want to expand. Actually, no, Russia participate. No longer.
No, they've been kicked out. Yeah.
Oh, I know who's gonna win.
Oh yeah,
Angie Fernandez. She was like, she used to be like a teenage like
pop star kind of thing,
like our Miley Cyrus, basically.
Right. Has she gone like a rebellious phase yet, or?
Yeah, I mean, now she has like this haircut.
She's a haircut. I mean, to be fair, that's what Miley Cyrus did also.
No, I don't know how to say it in English, but yeah. Anyway. Okay.
What was her song? Did you catch the name of
this? No. But she's she's the famous one.
She's the famous one? Okay. I don't know. It's going to be a good year because our boy Carrier came second last year with like one of the highest televotes in history.
Hmm.
So what we're having now is a bunch of people trying to copy Carrier and bring that same energy. And a lot of them are doing pretty good jobs. Okay. I'm a big fan of like the current favorite from Croatia, which is called Rim Tim Taggy or something like that. And it's a guy talking about Eastern European brain drain.
Oh.
It's literally just the, what is it? Bye mom, bye dad, meow cat, please meow back. Like, I've sold my cow and I'm moving on. I want to be one of the city boys. Maybe they also know our dance.
Then
Rim Tim Taggy again. It's just him dancing.
So it's basically, like the Finnish guy.
Yeah. Like, there's a lot of, there's like that electro metal energy. The one from Ireland that I really like that we might get rat fucked on is a girl called Ailsa has made a song called Gatubbin, which is the Irish for suddenly. It's like a metal Celtic song with some electronic elements. It's very like, for Nick, it's very late era mindless self-indulgence.
Okay, yeah.
But half the song is in Irish. All the Irish are like really basic phrases that people remember from school. And the whole song is about, I used to be able to speak Irish and now I can't.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, it's a really good message, but like, it's going to get rat fucked in the national selection, which is tomorrow.
The girl from last year also like didn't last, like she did like one, two shows and then she was voted out.
Who? What?
The Irish girl from last year.
Oh no, the Irish girl, like, that was 2 years ago, because from last year we had the like what I usually refer to as Louis Walsh crap. Louis Walsh is the guy behind
Westlife and Boyzone.
Yeah.
I hated them.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's great.
I forgot that like Uma's like an adopted Irish child.
Like, no, I only know about them because I follow a lot of Irish people, so they were talking about them. And apparently they were cancelled very shortly after because they did a concert.
Oh?
No, like it was like a, well, yeah, no, they were assholes in general, but like they did a concert and they came in like 2 hours late, drunk as hell.
Yeah.
Then left. Like, it was just really like,
yeah, they did bad. That. They did that whole like after they lost. I put money on them actually coming genuinely dead last. They didn't. They came like fourth last, which you only find out later. But like, they didn't qualify for the final. And when that happened, they did like a social media post that they deleted 2 hours later because it was bad PR. And basically did the thing the English always do, which is this conspiracy that everyone hates us and that's why we don't win. It's not that we send absolute shite. And the song's really bad. But the And I also love when Irish people adopt that conspiracy because it's just like, we're like the most beloved people.
If
the Eurovision was like Ireland and 27 Israels, maybe it'd be like everyone hates us. But like at best, most of continental Europe just doesn't think about us.
For Ireland, that's like the most threatening. It's like you can't do the oh, Ireland should join NATO because creeping Russian imperialism. It's like, well, wait, what about if the fake scenario, if all of Europe just became a really big Israel?
Yeah.
I mean, not that they aren't ethno-nationalist states, you know, but
But speaking to that, we've already gotten like a lot of people from like the Finnish national selection. A lot of people are saying like, if I win, I won't go if Israel's still allowed to take part in the competition. Iceland is one of the people in their national selection is like a Palestinian musician that they're thinking about sending, which will be like a big kind of fuck you to Israel, I guess. But yeah, Israel still gets to kind of take part, but I'm kind of hoping they eat shit.
Who won as your... Oh, fucking...
Yeah, Ukraine, they're like a permanent UEFA member now to Eurovision, which is... which is very annoying.
When did it start?
Israel?
Oh, when were they allowed... When did they join? Ugh.
Because then Australia also is randomly there.
Yeah, yeah. Israel and Australia are like newer additions because Israel... Because there's guests...
Israel, I think, is older, though.
No, it
Eurovision
is, yeah.
Eurovision has like guest nations that then will like always compete. And that's how Australia ended up a few years ago.
Yeah. And Australia then they had joined as a bit initially and then everyone kind of liked it.
Because Australia kept like ranking very high. Like, I remember they finished... second place 1 year or something.
They've done really well. Yeah. Like, to be honest, like letting Australia in is fine because like they're the realest of heads because when Eurovision is on, it's like 3 a.m. and they're all watching it anyway. Yeah. So I'm just like, yeah, you've earned it. You can join, I guess. Yeah. 1973 is when Israel joined.
Lucas is
I'm just like, Australia's part of this?
Yeah. Yeah,
that's the most European mentality, though, of like, our like prison colony is.
That's basically. That's,
I think Morocco was in it once.
What?
Yeah.
You're just like, absolutely not.
It is. No.
Like,
I'm just confused, okay?
The only reason we had to invade Morocco is because we couldn't give it to the French, because then we would have been flanked by the French on either side.
Has Brazil ever been invited?
That would be great.
I
think that they're afraid, though, because Brazil would be hella OP.
Yeah.
I was going to say, like, they're just cowards, you know? Like, they just know
coward, especially because they would, I think also because, like,
they
would eat because what is, like, a northern, like, European who is, like, I guess anywhere that is Germany and this way, so east and then north, obsessed with Brazil. More than like Germans will love telling you about like the time I went to Brazil, and then they'll be like, and that's why I start wearing flip flops now. Well,
the thing that's like been trying to break into Eurovision for a handful of years because it's like actually really popular in Europe and a lot of European countries, including like Ireland and Finland and stuff, is Afrobeat.
Yeah.
There's always been like a handful of Afrobeat entries, but like they don't do well in the national selection. And all like to be honest. Well, they're not like they're really not the best Afrobeat songs.
Oh, okay. Like they're the ones like westernized.
Well, not even that. It's just like this is like the B side of your.
You're telling me the Icelandic Afrobeat is not it's not the greatest.
I'm sorry that then I don't want to see like the Lithuanian version of Chet Hanks. Like.
No, it's Chet Hanks Dottier. But like I'm getting you into it this year. That's my mission. I'm pointing at Lucas.
He's just going to be sitting there like stone-faced.
Yeah, it's going to be the scene from Clockwork Orange. I'm just going to have your eyes bright.
I'm just imagining like a supercut of my sort of like interventions in this episode. Mm. Just like, there's a security console? Australia's in it?
Wait, what?
Yeah, actually, we're not talking about Eurovision. It's just, it's NATO.
Yeah. I mean,
Headed by some freaky fucking Scandinavian.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's great. Oh, do you know a clip I got reminded of Eurovision past that I completely forgot about, but I did watch this live, was in 2014. You know when they do the end where they get all the people to announce the points and stuff that go around to each country?
Yeah.
We have Jens Stoltenberg.
No, but they It was in Sweden.
NATO chooses 15 points for Germany.
2014. No, sorry, this would have been 2014. This was in Austria. This was the one I was actually live there for. I was in Vienna. And
stop bragging that you saw Eurovision live.
It was it's meant to be enjoyed on TV. it was only really popping off because that exact same weekend Ireland legalized gay marriage.
Oh, nice.
So people were going fucking nuts.
Yeah, yeah.
But so they go to the host in a Azerbaijani television to give the points, all the points sweep in, but she has to, this is back in the era of when she had to tell you the 8 points, the 10 points, the 12 points. We now just get them to do the 12 points to save time. But she was like, our 8 points go to Greece. And then the hosts are just saying that's not what we have here. Sorry, can we get that again? Yeah, yeah. Our 8 points go to Greece. And it's like, I'm sorry, we're gonna have to move on. And then they go to a bunch of other countries. Then they come back to Azerbaijan. All right, can we have your points now this time? Sorry, we're just having some errors, technical difficulties. Our 8 points go to Greece. That's not what we have here. Our 10 points. No, sorry, we need your 8 points again. And it's like, and she keeps going, 8 points go to Greece, 8 points go to Greece. And then they come back to her a third time. She does it again. And then they just kind of have to sorry, that's not what we have here. Have to cut her off. They go to the Swedish guy they have in the booth who runs the whole thing. He's like, yes, I have it here. I can confirm Azerbaijan's points. Azerbaijan's 8 points go to Armenia. She was basically refusing to say that the 8 points went to Armenia.
Oh my God.
And then he's just he just kind of brushes it off. He's like, and their 10 points go to Norway. This woman in a studio in Baku just refusing to believe that the Azerbaijani public voted for whatever banger Armenia entered that year.
Oh. I have to start watching this.
It's so good.
Awesome. Yeah. I mean, it's always political.
Yeah. You're really selling it.
We're not political, but then just look at the winners in certain years and you're like, oh,
yeah, you wonder why every year Cyprus gives its vote to Greece.
Yeah.
And they do. They really do.
They do love doing
and
that.
And Spain and Portugal just give each other fucking.
I think Greece does Cyprus always too.
And then it's not necessarily reciprocated. The more extreme one is the UK always gives Ireland points and then Ireland never gives the UK points.
Good.
But that's the reason that happens is because it's Irish people who live in the UK voting for Ireland.
That rocks. Your 12 points get taken away from you.
Absolutely.
You pigs. I mean, you can't vote for yourself, but yeah.
Anyway.
All right, we have to move on to more, youthful topics.
All I'm saying is I'm already making my plans for the Eurovision miniseries. We're going to do, I want to do a closed live show, live stream, where we have a small audience, but only a couple of people.
Welcome to the Corner Spady Eurovision.
I'm already planning my large t-shirt and large size cargo shorts that I am going to get sequined.
You're gonna look like a fucking Soulja Boy video. This is gonna be so awesome.
My vibe is Eurovision host meets background character from an Alien Ant Farm music video. That's kind of the vibe.
You're gonna
actual live stream.
Yeah, yeah.
You're gonna get you're gonna get sequenced
cargo shorts.
You're gonna get sequenced baggy cargo shorts.
Yeah.
Yo, can you make it even? All right. Can I help with your outfit?
I've already gotten a film school's costume department possibly on this.
Okay.
Oh my God.
I want you to how 2000s do we want to do this
I am literally thinking the dancing kid from the Smooth Criminal music video Alien Ant Farm cover.
Okay. I mean, I don't have that's a very specific
I have a vision board.
Right. I'm just thinking that then it'd be so sick if you could get custom bedazzled Osiris D3s, but we'll talk about this later.
I think it has to be DCs or Vans.
No. I'll show you. You'll know what the Osiris D3 is.
I'll get it.
You just don't know what it is.
But I was really disappointed that sequined cargo shorts don't already exist. I was checking all the websites. I was even trying to get the Bing AI to generate an image of sequined cargo shorts for me, and they were struggling.
Yeah, what if Liberace, but he like played bass for Korn?
Sorry, one second. Have you seen the that Nicola Sturgeon?
First Minister,
that's how they call it, of Scotland, called Matt Hancock, who was the
Health Secretary.
Weaker than a nun's piss.
Yeah.
Because he's on that TV show, isn't he, right now?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he was. This was all survivor. But that was during, like, when they were in office.
This was political.
Oh, that rocks.
Do you have the other ones?
Liz Truss as about as much use as a marzipan dildo.
Yeah.
Which, ew.
Yep.
UTI. And...
That's what grosses you out. Just not the entire visual of a marzipan dildo. Just...
In the scenario, I have gone ahead with it. I didn't look at it and go, like, that's just not going to work.
And called Suella Braverman a shittler.
Shittler, yeah.
Which, yeah, fair enough.
I like, this is what...
Does she tweet like that all the time? Or is it just
no,
like...
No, that was leaked WhatsApp messages.
Yeah. I thought it was just like a tweet. She's
no,
just like...
No,
like,
right.
This is what Scottish politics should be. It should just be calling everyone a bar bag and just like moving on.
Oh, God. Yeah, this like... Okay, yeah. I spoke of on the other episode that I wanted to talk about 50 Cent, but I can talk about 50 Cent earlier than I thought of then. In my 50 Cent day... that I had the other day of listening to the majority of Get Rich or Die Trying, and then it ended up with me watching the movie. I realized that 50 Cent has bars, of course, and that 50 Cent loves insulting people, and I think that we should bring that back because...
insulting people?
Just very good in, like, not just, like, you know, just... there's one line where he talks about, like, can you read between the lines? Like, N-word, are you illiterate? Which had me laughing because it was just, like, the delivery too much. And also the fact of his entire scandal that he had with Floyd Mayweather. Does anyone remember this?
No.
He bet Floyd Mayweather $500,000 that he couldn't read. And then he's like, yo, if you could read one page of a Harry Potter book.
Don't commit to that.
And then he changed his bet. He's like, yo, fuck it. I don't want you to read a Harry Potter book. I want you to read one page of Cat in the Hat or like Go, Dog, Go.
Dr. Seuss shit.
Yeah, vicious, but it's like, it's also like, I don't know, yeah, it is like a very like childish bullying way. It's like, I don't know, I feel that that type of insulting is like very...
Yeah, we've lost that art a little bit, right?
Because
now it's more
you
can
never call someone illiterate and get away with it, let's just say.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then challenge them for $500,000.
That is insane. That is a lot of money.
That was really the early days of Instagram Live, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Because it's also like 50 Cent, like way after his fame, and he just like has a bunch of money. He's like, yo, I challenge Floyd Mayweather to read this book.
Because In the Club was what,
2003.
There you go.
2004,
yeah.
All right. So Europe, well, we have to talk more Europe, and then I can tell you my second part of my 50 Cent thing, which has to do with the movie. And how it fits to Europe, and I'll trust me, it'll
just
make
going
sense.
To vamp about Europe?
No, not about Europe. You have your Politico list.
Oh, yeah, my Politico. Yeah,
yeah, I've been waiting for these. I'm so excited. And we were talking about. Yeah, exactly. We're talking about Eurovision, which we have 15 weeks until, and I want to talk about who is Riz the fuck up
in
Europe.
I'm going to be insufferable over the next 15 weeks.
Yeah, I know, but I want to know. We're here. It's the first episode of the year, clearly. I want to know. Who the fuck is who's getting rizzed up?
Yeah.
Who fucking sucks?
Yeah.
Who does Politico say I should be, you know, keeping my eye on?
All right. So the fine people at Axel Springer Societas Europa have through their wisdom of the Europe edition of Politico, which they own, have given us Europe's most quote Riz end quote politicians ranked. I'm going to turn to Uma, resident young person, to explain Riz.
See, I don't actually know, but
I know,
assume,
that's why I'm turning to you. It's funny.
I assume that it's like success with flirting, like vibe, like
charisma
charming
is what it comes
charisma.
From.
It comes from charisma.
Charisma is what it comes
from.
Charisma.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. So it is a word that I cannot say.
Riz.
I know, but like it's
Cariz.
Just I just can't
Riz.
Use it naturally. I am just going to sound
I use
like,
it all the time. I don't know what you're talking
I'm
about.
I'm just going to sound like the
I really do.
I know.
Oh, no.
So I have a theory about this because I never heard of this word before, and I
How are you like a TikTok celebrity and have never heard the word rizzed up?
That's what I mean, you know? Like, so
sad.
I think the word rizz is like Bin Laden's letter to America.
I know where you're going with this, but it's very funny.
I wasn't expecting this, and that's why I found it really funny.
I know exactly the point you're making. This will all make sense,
I promise.
I know exactly where you're going with us. I'm already like four steps ahead and completely agree with you, but I love that you're saying it this way.
Because, like, if you remember, there was this this thing that, you know, supposedly the you know, Bin Laden's letter to America from, what, 2002 or something?
Yeah.
Went viral on TikTok, right? Yeah. TikTokers all over were, like, discovering the letter and agreeing with it. And that's sort of, like, that went viral on Twitter, right? There was a huge tweet. I don't know who posted it. I don't remember.
It's a right-wing influencer.
Right.
Yeah.
He posted one of those TikToks. Saying like, oh my God, you know, you're just sort of like losing your shit over it, and saying that it's become a trend on TikTok. And then that tweet got like, you know, 200,000 likes or something.
Yeah.
And then basically someone like did an investigation like the timeline of all this. And they realized that it wasn't that big on TikTok. There were like a couple of videos, including the one that this guy then took to Twitter. But then the tweet blew up. And then everyone on TikTok heard about it, and then it became a sensation on TikTok.
Mm. Yeah.
So what I'm trying to say is, I think that there were like, there's like two viral TikToks in which someone said the word rizz, and then political got a whiff of it somehow. And they were like, that's the word of the year. Because like, that's either that or...
You're absolutely right, because it's the like, did Libby rizz up baby Gronk? That is literally,
that's the video
that it came from. Yeah.
So it's either that or... Another alternative, which is way more painful to me, which is that when Zoomers interact with me on TikTok, they police their vocabulary like I would with a 6-year-old, you know? Because they've never used that word with me, like not once. So I'm hoping that it's the former, that it's the Bin Laden theory, if you will.
To be fair, like your TikToks are not like... Like, they're serious stuff. They're not going to be like, yo,
they're not rizzed up.
Yeah.
Like, there's people in the chat going like, whoa, comment, really? Yeah. No cap?
maybe it's a skill issue at the end of the day. Yeah.
So the guy who did that investigation was Ryan Broderick, who does the newsletter Garbage Day about like internet culture. I love Garbage Day. Shout out to Garbage Day. It's a great newsletter. But now we're going to talk about a bad publication, Politico.eu. And who is the most rizzed out politician? No cap.
I know who it is, and I have a defense for this. I don't know who it is on this list,
I'm very pissed off. I don't remember everything about this list, but I'm very pissed off.
I don't know anything
about
this list other than that then Olaf Scholz is like, they gave him like a 2, I think, or something, which rips.
Out of 10 or 5?
Out of 10, yeah.
Who do you want to be, like, who's your, all right, who are you putting your money on?
All right. He's not going to be on it, all right, because people at Politico.com, they don't see the long game, all right? They're you know, frankly, they're going to be like, oh, I know who is number one.
Yeah.
All right. It's lame because, you know, libs.
Yevgeny Prigozhin, he's not dead.
Yeah. I'm not. I mean, it's exactly who you think it's going to be.
Because who I think is going to be is
Pedro
not
Sanchez
in the list.
Is not on the list. I know. My number one. All right. You know, if we're talking about you know, who I think is a Hall of Fame career of Riz is Boris Johnson, 100%. Because
he has a 1,000 children.
Yeah. First off, fucks
yeah,
too
has,
much.
He just like
he does. He has like.
Yeah.
8, 7?
But and it's like you when you
with
watch
different
it
up, people.
Yeah,
as
the
well.
Fact he has like, yeah, he has like future amount. He has like the same amount of
he's
kids
got
as
Genghis
future.
Khan levels.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And the fact that then Boris Johnson also would be the kind of guy who would like, exactly like the rapper Future, would then on Mother's Day probably like tweet out to all of his like other baby mamas and be like, yo, you the real one, and then like, you know, do shit like that. Boris Johnson,
like Nick Cannon.
Yeah, Boris Johnson for some reason can just like, one, not fail, and two, although he is like the, you know, just like this dopey buffoon of like a British guy, it's like,
he's disgusting.
It's just, yeah, but in the UK it works. Like, he will never, you know, he will never, and the fact that he's like seriously in the discussion right now of becoming the head of fucking NATO is like, king, you know what? He's a horrible, horrible person, but I get it. I get how people in this fucking backwards country, like the UK, be like, oh, you know what? Like, he's just one of the lads. You know, he's just a guy.
Yeah.
And That's my pick, and he's probably not even on that list.
Interesting. Anyone else want to shout out who they think is the most rizzed politician?
Oh, no, they're not, like...
No, just guesses.
He's not it. Yeah. No guesses. That's just
or
like...
Or who you want to put on the list.
Yeah, I put it.
Well, Pedro Sanchez.
Pedro Sanchez,
it's
okay.
Insane that it, like, literally when he was elected, everyone was like... Like, people who didn't even know who he was were like, oh my God, Spain has a hot prime minister now.
Yeah. Hey, Poppy. Yeah.
But there's like...
40-year-old woman from Norway. Yeah. Hey, Poppy.
There's like fan edits of him just being hot. And like there's like videos of him because he's like 2 meters tall or whatever.
Oh, great recommendation for TikTok if we're talking about this is just any character from history, fan cam.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Like, that's how I found the Ernst Thälmann fan cam.
That fucking is that rich.
I love that. Anyway,
so I love the idea that it's like at the like that at the end of the day TikTok we end up then like Ariana Grande stands and tankies behave the exact same way.
Oh,
at 100%. The end.
Yeah.
So this is a Europe focused list. I'm
yes.
Guessing.
Yeah.
Okay. So I got a couple of dark horse picks.
Okay.
Oh yeah, the underdog.
How old
here.
Is this, by the way?
This is 2023. They have to be notable within 2023.
So. My first pick is the new Syriza leader.
Okay.
Stefanos Kasselakis.
Oh, yeah, that guy. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And this might be sort of like, he might have sort of missed his moment a little bit, but Gabriel Attal, the new French prime minister, really young guy.
Oh, yeah. The
oh,
guy.
Yeah. That'll be next year's list, I think.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, my God. He's so hot.
Unless, like, it comes out. I don't know that he
a French politician with a scandal
I mean,
coming
probably,
out.
Yeah, he's probably a piece of shit. But
oh no, he is. Don't worry.
No, of course. Yeah, that's the thing.
The
yeah.
Politico list.
Yeah, yeah. I was gonna say yeah.
He's in Macron's
exactly.
party.
I have the source in mind here. You know.
Oh,
like,
gotcha.
Yeah. No, like yeah, you're right. If your guy from France happened like a month earlier, there would just be like he would be in this list, but like the guy who's going to say save Le Republic en Marche.
Yeah.
And,
so
like,
this is the real like dark horse pick. The Syriza guy. I would be surprised if he's not there somewhere because you know like US educated very strong jawline
neoliberal wet dream
didn't he campaign in the States for Clinton like he volunteered for the
the Obama campaign
the Obama campaign
yeah.
Okay
yeah
well that one won at least that's far more credentials
Hashtag Hillary Barbie
Hashtag Hillary Barbie
I love it. Yeah. I love Hillary Barbie. It's the greatest thing.
I forgot
that this is the first episode of the year and this hasn't happened yet. But
you guys
are in for a treat, you know.
Is it weird that I'm thinking of the other Barbie, like Klaus?
this is a distant relation
or something.
Oh my God.
Just like the new head of education under fucking Malay or whatever is just like Hilaria Barbie and this is like no relation, I swear.
Oh, Malay.
Oh my God, yeah, no, Hillary Barbie.
You think they're going to put Malay?
No, it's a Europe on the list.
As much as
Argentina is basically Europe, yeah.
They wish they were, anyway.
Bunch of Italians with German last names speaking Spanish. Anyway. All right, so first on the list, French President Emmanuel Macron.
Of course they do, because
no,
Politico is a predictable, lame, neoliberal paper, and they're going to be like, you don't know, but Emmanuel Macron rizzed the fuck out. They probably give him like a six or something.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do.
Oh.
Everyone tell us what they think out of 10. I say six or seven.
Eight.
But isn't he the first on the list? Like number
one?
No,
it's not
in order.
Ranked.
Ah, okay. Eight.
Okay, all right. So Nick will win that round because he's the closest. Four
what?
Out of 10.
Oh wow, that's surprising.
That is very
surprising. He's kind of fallen a little bit from grace lately, I feel, in neoliberal circles because they're like, actually, maybe Macron is a far right extremist in some regards, and we can't entirely support him the way that we used to. So he gets a couple of points knocked off. But Macron in his peak, you know, three years ago, I would have said that he was probably at like an 8.
Do you want to hear their assessment?
I mean, he's not ugly.
No, no, no. It has nothing to do with being ugly. It's just like, it's
well,
just.
Yeah, yeah, well, yeah, one yeah. of the challenges here is that I, for one, don't actually know what Riz means.
Charisma.
Fine. Yeah. You're
like,
fine.
Like charisma.
We're throwing you in the deep end.
Like,
yeah.
If they flirted with you, I don't think
the people at Politico know too well. So really, we're just all feeling ourselves here. All right. So this is their explanation. French president once had a lot of Riz.
exactly what Nick said.
M dash. There was something about his cheeky grin and centrist populism that sent Europeans...
His policies have, like, never changed.
I don't think they mentioned that. That sent Europeans gaga for Jupiter. Alas...
Yeah, you mean the editorial board of your paper.
Yeah, pretty much. Alas, as so often happens, Macron flew too close to the sun. Strike one was his admonishment of a schoolboy for calling him Manu. I do remember that. That was very petty and weird. Followed by an order to call him Mr. President instead. If you haven't seen that clip, it's insane.
What?
Yeah.
That was like 5 years ago or something.
Yeah, he went to a rally and like someone called him Manu, which is the nickname for Emmanuel. And he just like scolded him. Yeah.
He was like, it's Monsieur le Président for you. Yeah, thank you very much.
Oh my God.
It just came across to everyone as just like obscenely petty. And it was a real brave from character because that was like really early on as president where he tried to like present himself as somewhat
like
normal.
Cool.
Like, just even normal.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Of like someone who would not care about that.
I'm a cool French guy who wears his, pullover.
I wear my beret backwards.
Yeah, no, what was it?
I married my school teacher.
Yeah, I'm normal.
That's Macron's most normal French thing.
There's like so.
Like, that's the.
Being a victim.
There's like a.
No,
there's
just
a movie.
The fact that then he's like, my
there's
life is like.
There's a movie where
like,
that happens and the characters who do it are sympathetic.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. It's just like Chi Jie thing where it's it's the French movie about incest.
It's so funny. Well, it's just a nice, lovely movie. There's some incest, but it's nice.
Again, yeah, the French, exactly.
Isn't that the Arrested Development sketch about like the Michael Cera wanted to go see the French film about the cousins who start getting together? And
yeah,
like,
exactly.
That's probably the same movie. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So, second on the list. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz.
No, absolutely.
No, 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 no. It's not
a ranking, but I know. What do we think?
Oh, you said two.
Out of 10?
Two.
Wait, you said two.
I said it was like two.
No,
you
said the thing before.
What? No, I didn't. Two. It was Nick.
Oh,
I said two.
Okay.
Yeah, I know that he gets a two. What would I give him personally? If it was like
minus a
negative.
100.
Yeah.
All right, so it is two. Everyone seems to remember.
And you're like, no, I didn't say it.
I said it.
I know.
It's hard to find a politician with less Riz than the German Chancellor.
I think they do know what the word Riz means, because I agree.
I'm back on board.
Sorry to get this.
Yeah. I understand the kids.
Yeah. I understand what Riz is. It's whatever Olaf Scholz isn't.
I mean, yeah, actually, that's the best description of
That's
Riz.
A good heuristic to live by.
Again, does this whip? Yes. Yeah. Okay, then it's not like Olaf Scholz.
They basically made the argument that no matter who you are, if you are the Chancellor of Germany, you will not have Riz.
Damn, that's true, though.
Yeah.
That's impossible.
You got to hand it to them, yeah.
Unless, of course, your Chancellor, you know, is driving a big white 4x4 and blasting the racist version of Roland by Limp Bizkit, clearly.
All right, number three on the list. Again, not in any order. But Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky.
Yeah, fucking 10 out of 10, of course. Yeah, nerds.
Yeah, they love him.
I'm going to be bold here and say like six.
All right.
Know? Because I feel like if it was like a year earlier, sure. Mm. But
damn. All right. You think that he's also fallen from Politico's grace.
Yeah, I don't know. I got a feeling.
Yeah.
Six might be too low, you know.
I think that then six would be.
Eight.
You're gonna say eight.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, nine or a ten. Yeah. Okay. Like he's up there.
You know. So Nick is right before
damn it.
Hedging his bets there. It is a nine.
Jesus.
Not a 10 out of 10, but it is a nine. So pithy catchphrases, inspirational speeches, impossible bravery, sweet dance moves, plus the internet stands a short king. Zelensky.
This was written by fucking AI, yeah. This article. This is horrible.
Zelensky was a celebrity before he became Ukraine's president, and it shows. I kind of agree with that. I don't really know him for being like pithy catchphrases, but like, all right, yeah.
No, he, I mean, like, he has his, like, his, I mean, catchphrases.
He's good
he
at speeches.
He has his, like, moments, yeah.
Yeah.
But also, you and I don't speak, well, I guess he does all of his speeches now in Ukrainian, but neither of us speak Russian nor Ukrainian.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So maybe, like, he has some real fucking zingers in Ukrainian.
He's been a judge on
the same thing.
Yeah. No, I mean, but
he's been a judge on like X Factor style shows before, and I imagine that's the kind of thing where you need
that
catch
is insanity.
Pithy
like, how do you go from that to being a president?
Oh, it's mad. Yeah, no, yeah.
I mean, come on.
Only real countries do this: the United States
and Ukraine.
A former Eurovision star tried to run for president of Ireland.
Italy ended up
Dana.
Oh no, my
she's another one from the 80s.
What is it? Italy has the hilarious. I mean, Italy just you can be anything and end up in politics.
Speaking of Italy,
oh hell yeah,
Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni.
All right, so here we got to go. You know, we got to go. You know, really with the stats on this one. All right, got to break it down. Italy, I think that
seven from Anuma.
No, I think that Meloni probably her numbers are lower because. The real, you know, rest in peace to the king of all Italian Riz.
Swag Berlusconi.
Swag Berlusconi.
Absolutely.
If there was a possibility of higher than a 10.
You looked tough.
I did. To you, big man. Yeah.
The show wouldn't be possible without you in the sense of...
Start recording these things, you know, like just get video. Just
yeah. As is the sense
this
of...
This is why we need to pivot to YouTube so people can see the salutes I give to
Berlusconi. Berlusconi, yeah. And the cardboard cutout we have of him just dressed as the Virgin Mary, you know, like...
Can we get that? That would be
that
so
would
cool.
Rock. No, but yeah, I think that then when we realize that the true king of Riz of Italy, or maybe of all of Europe, died. Maloney's going to be a few points lower because she's, you know, she can't compete. We know who the king is. I'm going to give her a 5.
Okay.
No. I think she gives a 5 as well.
5. All right.
7.
I agree with the analysis. Beautiful right. Breakdown.
So, Nick and Lucas are correct. Close to correct because the points are actually 3 out of 10.
Oh.
But here's the justification. She's on the up and up. The Italian PM started out with low Riz on the Rizometer.
Okay, now this wasn't written by an AI or a Zoomer for that matter, because the word Rizometer is the most fucking millennial ass shit I've ever heard in my life.
Rizometer is very pivotal to this whole article. It's the entire metric we're going off of here.
Yeah. So of course some fucking loser who like probably went to like Yale is the one who wrote this article.
The longer we get into this, the madder I get at the concept of this list.
The Rizometer.
Because it's clearly just like people at Politico had a meeting where they were like, hey, there's this basically like the Zoomers came up with a new word for cool, basically.
Yeah.
What if we use as an excuse to write an entire fucking article just basically like rating politicians on the level of coolness according to
literally.
Our opinion?
Yeah. What if we could quantify Riz?
Ben Shapiro.
Let's just say hypothetically, my wife has no Riz.
Turns out building a personal brand on loving Lord of the Rings doesn't score you points with the cool crowd, which is the people who work at Politico.
Since when are people who love Lord of the Rings the cool crowd?
No, they said doesn't score you.
No.
Yeah. That's why she started low. That's why she was low on the Riz meter, not because of any of the things she said about like immigrants or anything. But things deteriorated this year.
Are people at Politico completely unaware of the fact of having a niche weird thing that you're into is hot?
Politico is acknowledging something that they usually acknowledge, which is, but things deteriorated this year when Meloni fell for a prank by Russian comedians pretending to be the African Union officials.
Oh god,
that's the first time I've ever seen Politico acknowledge the like tactical prank callers that Russia used to embarrass their enemies.
That's a big no-no on the Rizometer.
Apparently.
Falling for a prank by Russian comedians.
Is your refrigerator running? we'd expect more digital... What the fuck are they trying to say here? Digital new? From NUS. New, like the French for we. Digital new from someone who reportedly called herself the little dragon of the Italian internet. I think they mean digital know-how. In online chat rooms in early 20s. Okay, so, yeah. That's why she scored low. She fell for a crank call. All right.
That That's so stupid. Not because she's a fascist, but because she...
Not for anything she said about ethnic or sexual minorities. No, just, you know.
No. You're right.
Yeah. Now, next on the list, former UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson.
Oh, I mean, like I said, 10 out of 10. Yeah. Absolutely. No, and the Politico's going to be dumb. They'll be like, he doesn't like Europe. That's why he gets like a fall.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But no, 10. 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10 for Lucas.
Oof. That's the toughest one because it's either gonna be like a 9 or something, like a 2. I feel like,
yeah, it's either really high, really low.
Yeah.
The real heads know that it's a 10. I mean, come on, the idiots.
The real Boris heads.
The real Boris. I mean, come on. Yeah. It's like you can't say Trump isn't a 10 out of 10, like in terms of Riz, even though you don't like him.
I feel like they're not gonna give in their inaugural Riz list. They're not gonna give a 10.
No.
So I'm gonna go with 9.
Okay. Yeah. You're. We can't give away the goods immediately. All right, so 7 is what they get.
Fools.
So I think Uma wins that one.
No. That's still too
That's
good.
Too low. Yeah. That's far too low.
UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak.
1 point for each kid.
Yeah, he has 1.
UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has 0 riz. I agree with that.
Absolutely, yeah.
Labour leader Keir Starmer, utterly rizless, also agree. Liz Truss is definitely not Riz Truss.
Yeah, hell yeah. This person.
Hello, fellow young people.
Yeah, this person is probably an American who then is living in Europe now, who probably spent $250,000 on education to then end up working.
I'm sorry, so when did this come out again?
Shit. At the end of last year.
At the end of last year. I think I get now why I've never seen this word used on TikTok.
I think
Zoomers became aware of this article and they're like, it's that.
New word.
Yeah.
The joke is dead.
Nigel Farage has some riz.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
What?
Yeah, he does. Nigel Farage, I would put around maybe like a 5 or 6.
Nigel Farage is kind of like a mini Boris
Jeremy
Johnson.
Jeremy Corbyn has like 200.
No. See, Jeremy Corbyn doesn't have that much riz, actually. Jeremy Corbyn's likable, but he's not riz
he's
the
very
fuck
nice.
Up. He's nice, but Jeremy Corbyn has just like kind of like also like annoying traits about him.
Yeah.
You know, like he's a bit like.
One of the critiques of Jeremy Corbyn is he didn't just go into the Commons and pull out like a brick and just be like, beep, beep, beep. Oh, look, it's the pedophile meter. It's going off because you're all in the room. Like, he didn't insult anyone.
Yeah.
He was too nice.
That's what, then the opposite of that, though, is that then Bernard Sanders has hella riz because.
He would talk back to people, yeah.
But exactly. But he's still not as rizzed up as someone like. Right wingers are meaner, so they just automatically have more riz. I think that then this is part
I think
of.
Automatically because.
No,
like,
no.
There's a lot of,
but there's a lot of useless right wingers, of course, like Terry Baudet or whatever, 0 riz. Ron DeSantis, 0 riz. But when you can be like, like a mean and like kind of like queeny about it, and like I feel that Boris Johnson is that. I feel that then that Donald Trump very much embodies that. Bernie Sanders has that a bit too, a little bit lesser to an extent, but like those I would do as like a Mount Rushmore of riz right there.
Where do you think Kamala Harris would be on the
riz?
Oh, see, Kamala
Zero.
Harris.
Because she's like the quirk. I'm so quirky. I'm so funny.
No, but how her
like in a pick me way.
Yeah, but she loves them zannies in that red wine.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
I mean, that's like.
That's not riz.
It's not.
That is, though,
you
having
guys
as.
Are confusing.
How's it having.
No, I'm the young person.
I'm siding with
know.
The young person.
No. All right. You think that, though. I wouldn't give her, like, you know, a lot of riz. I wouldn't give her, like, you know, I wouldn't.
Yeah,
I wouldn't
veto power in the riz security console.
But, you know, I always think that then Kamala Harris, like, no, like, riz or whatever. And then she just comes out with, like, a video of just her clearly just, like, zanned the fuck out. And I'm like, she rocks.
I really want her to become president.
Like,
she'd be so fucking funny.
Like, the fact that then that she can embody, like, one of the, like, she encapsulates one of the most important aspects of the United States, which is the, like, California wine mom, rocks. And she's vice president, and I think the fact that I always forget that she exists.
But she doesn't do shit, that's the thing. Like,
no, exactly. But, the like, she I don't know, she embodies something. I mean, again, Not like super high, but I think that we need to consider the fact that there's so many press conferences.
I love how we're like, the scale is stupid, it doesn't make sense, and like 20 minutes later, it's like, exactly. No, Kamala is clearly a three!
Kamala, I would say,
let's be honest here. We all know that she's juicing, all right?
Yeah, having the same drug tendencies as a SoundCloud rapper is...
But look, the grades are the grades for a reason, right? Like...
Yeah,
you take away Massey's left foot, he's just like he's working on a subway or something, right?
you curb Kamala Harris's access to benzodiazepines, and Mark McGwire definitely hit a lot more home runs when he was juicing. That's for damn sure.
So,
yeah. I agree.
My point though was like Nigel Farage is kind of like a mini Boris Johnson. Boris Johnson has like 10 gazillion illegitimate children, fucks his way through England. Nigel Farage similarly has done that. Like, he slept with his, like, his personal assistant, who was, like, that French girl that, like, kind of ruined his marriage. But, like, yeah, no, he's
oh,
got...
Oh, but Boris did the same, but he married the secretary.
I think...
Oh, God, yes.
Now they're married.
I don't know if Nigel... I think
or
Nigel,
secretary or someone who he
Nigel
with.
Farage's German wife marriage thing ended because of that French secretary he slept with.
Fair enough. But German and French as well.
Yeah. No, he's doing his own European
union. Yeah, see, that's the thing.
And
though,
then
that
he
then...
wanted to leave?
Yeah, no. Oh, he wanted to go back to the Pact of Coal and Steel when it was just dimes from West Germany and France and Belgium. Eastern Europeans.
Lord.
I feel that then that like at sometimes though Nigel Farage is like the Wish.com version of
100%,
that. Yeah, yeah, where I feel that then Boris Johnson can fuck his way through Europe and that will never become one of his scandals. The thing that he partied too hard during COVID was the thing that then brought him down, which is like, that's cool.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Sorry, the fact of oh boohoo, you like your marriage broke up because you were trying to be Boris Johnson. Don't care. The king's out here getting removed from office because he parties too much. All right, and not because of any of his garbage fucking policies or his like neglect of COVID or whatever the fuck he did in the UK. No, the thing that got him removed was being too cool.
Like this man killed your grandmother, but he had like calling the caterpillar cake at the office party one day. And it's just like, no, you gotta go.
And he's gonna like very realistically probably end up as prime minister again if he doesn't become the head of NATO.
Yeah, I think the head of NATO is more likely.
Yeah. I mean, because him to end up back in that office, end up as the head of the Tories again is a little bit more work. Which Boris Johnson doesn't like doing.
No one in the Tories wants to actually work. All right. Two left.
All right.
And here's when we get into some real politico.eu bullshit. All right. Everyone, I want you to give me your Riz rating for European Parliament President Robert Mazzolo.
What the fuck?
Yeah, that household name, European Parliament President Roberta Metsola.
You didn't even get her name right.
I didn't. I don't care.
Sorry.
Roberta Metsola.
Oh, I mean, again.
Zoom is just like, I gotta give one to the ladies. 10.
No, she's probably, I don't know. I don't even know how she looks like. 7.
Okay, 7. Yeah, all right.
7? You're gonna give Roberta?
I don't even know how she looks like.
Oh, okay. I'll give her a 1.
I do because of the picture of her with von der Leyen and Isaac Katz.
Oh, next one's gonna be von der Leyen,
dang,
isn't it?
6.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
5, 4. I don't know.
I feel like they put it there for a reason.
Mazzola.
So she's literally fucking Meloni, but in a different.
She's not Italian.
Form. She's not. She's Roberta.
She's Maltese.
Is she Maltese?
Yeah.
I thought she was Italian.
No, I mean, she might be Italian, but she's Maltese.
Like a lot of Maltese
Let's
people.
Let's say yeah. 4.
Oh, yeah, Maltese, yeah.
I'll change.
You don't know your Roberta Mazzola.
I don't know my Roberta Mazzola.
I feel like the only reason she's on that list is because whoever, wrote this or edited it is just buddies with her. And they just they just got her in and gave her like an 8 or something.
Yo, trust me. Yeah. I got you a good spot on the rizzed up list from Politico.
Or like it's worse. It's just like weird Brussels bubble graft and corruption. And like this person who wrote this article was treated to like a 5,000 euro dinner by Roberta. And this is what she
something,
got.
Something like that. Yeah.
You know what's the most depressing part about this? This may be the only end of the year list that she made it on.
Ooh, that's interesting.
Like,
yeah.
I would be shocked if it wasn't.
That's a very good boy.
Yeah.
All right.
Just like,
Lucas, what do you got for a score?
I got an 8.
An 8? You're going 8 as well?
Yeah.
What the fuck? I'm going 1.
All right. So, unfortunately, Lucas and
if she's
Uma,
paying for a 5,000
Uma got closest because it's a 6 out of 10.
Oh, damn it. I was closer before.
They didn't even know who she was like 5 minutes ago. Now she gets the fucking 6 over here. Fuck
will,
you, Politico.
I will bet my life that the first draft said 8 plus, you know?
Yeah.
But then the editor was like, what the fuck is this about?
Fucking insider trading over
they're
here.
The people who wrote this are on a part, like a particular bubble of Twitter where they get pictures of Roberta Metzola being like, I just walked into your elevator. How do you respond?
My God, how do you respond?
Yeah. It's just like Ursula von der Leyen or Roberta Metzola. All right, yeah. So she may have the riz of Barack Obama, who they believe is a 10 out of 10 riz, but Metzola is the EU's most riz president. Sure, European...
No, she isn't.
Hang on. Where's your article?
Let them explain.
Where's my article? It's in here.
American reacts to European article.
Yo, they gave a Maltese chick a 6? The fuck? Where the fuck is Malta?
just pull up the phone, look up real quick. Sure, European Commission Chief Ursula von der Leyen has a certain star quality, but she loses points.
Shut up.
But she loses points for her anti-wolf crusade. I feel like...
I wrote this!
I feel like we drove that conversation. There's someone in the political office who begrudgingly hate listens to us.
Or they love us. Shout out Politico.com.
Shout out to all our fans of Politico. European Council President Charles Michel, meanwhile, will never be Riz after Sofagate. I actually remember what that is. I don't think anyone else in this room does.
I don't even know who she is.
I know, right? But I remember
Charles Michel.
Oh,
he doesn't have Riz. No, you're right. Okay, then in that sense, yeah.
When I think of Charles Michel, I think of that picture. I think when he was prime minister in Belgium, and it was like some sort of event, like a marathon or something, and they had the queen fire the starting gun for the event, and it was right next to his ear. And then he went daft in the left ear for like 2 weeks or something. Yeah. That's the face that I picture. Like, that's Lord. Charles Michel in my mind for the rest of my life now.
Yeah. What a European soy boy. He's like,
Yeah, he's trying to get a new job because everyone hates him in the EU. But we'll talk about that later in the year, I'm sure. So, Metzola, too, has her detractors, but ultimately ekes out a win by doing a Bradbury. So, what does it do?
A what?
Okay, hang on.
Doing
a Bradbury is a hyperlink, and do you know what website it brings me to? Wiktionary.org. Do a Bradbury, inspired by Australian speed skater Stephen Bradbury, who won a gold medal.
Jesus, shut the fuck up, Politico. shut the app. Just shut the fuck up. Shut up. I don't give two fucking shits what a Bradbury is. If you have to, Australian speed skating? Go fuck yourself. Siri, go, like, I don't fucking care. Don't even finish
it's
reading
it. It's such a well-written article.
Leave, I don't even care. I don't care. Do not read the end of it. You're not, like, the...
But I love Wiktionary.org. I love looking up etymologies of words. All right. Last on the list.
Thank you.
Last on the list. Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Oh, he has
zero,
negative
obviously.
Riz. No, which they don't get. Vladimir Putin's literally a dictator. He gets 10 riz. We can't say differently. If we say differently, the funding of our show is going to go.
Like the number
that's one. Sick $5 a month.
I was wondering why all of you stood up when he said Vladimir Putin.
Yeah, we
stood
were
up
so
and salute.
Yeah, exactly. We were so vehemently anti-Zelensky Riz, but yeah.
He's an actor though. Like he's got something. But
no,
like,
of course, absolutely.
No,
but,
yeah, Zelensky does.
Not that Vladimir Putin has zero Riz.
Okay, but we're guessing what you think Politico gave.
Well, zero. Yeah, obviously. One. They hate him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look, I have hope in the author of this article that they managed to keep their politics out of it.
Politics yeah. out of politico listicles.
Exactly, yeah. So I'm going to give him a vote of faith and say that he gave him at least a 7, you know, right. which is only fair. If you keep politics out of it.
Yeah, you see him cuddling that tiger cub. Yeah. All right, so it was 0.
yeah. That's the thing, though, is that then, like, Vladimir...
Can't have anything nice, you know?
Yeah. I think that, though, I agree with it because... Not the zero.
Politics
not,
ruined political.
Not the 0, but I would give... In reality, I would give Putin maybe, like, a 2 or a 3 because his riz is very much, like, Steven Seagal style, which is, like...
Yeah, it's
cool to, like...
So hard,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah,
it's,
that's
it's cool
true,
to,
yeah.
like, a 60-year-old man, like...
It has that... Chuck Norris meme vibes, it's, right? Yeah, that's kind of so, like has yeah. never sort of developed from yeah. that yeah. since
but
the,
like,
since
there the 2000s. Is also like if we're going by 2023, Putin, this is not the top of his game. He has gotten like weirder.
Yeah. This is like you know he's not you know Jordan game 6 right now.
Yeah, like whatever the score was in the past, it was certainly higher than what it is now.
Have you ever compared a picture of Vladimir Putin from like 2007 to what he looks like now?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Something's going on.
He's Botox. Botox.
Yeah.
No, he's on.
He's like inflated.
He's
on that,
yeah,
you know?
Botox. Like bad Botox.
You think bad Botox?
Yeah, I think so.
Was he not on like Ozempic like everyone is now?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, because I saw a video of him
all
right.
recently. Yeah.
Obviously, he's put on weight, but that's what I'm talking about, you know?
He's I get videos of him.
Yeah. Putin's botched BBL, I don't want to talk about, but.
No, like the what is it? Orthodox something.
Christmas.
Yeah, and he did like the thing that like you jump into a river and you like get baptized or whatever.
Oh, cool, yeah.
So he's definitely not on Ozempic. That's
oh,
what
right,
I'm
okay.
Because
Ozempic works. So it's 0 riz because... he invaded a country. That is like the first reason they give.
Yeah, if you
that's
do
the
it,
first reason
yeah.
they give.
When we do it, it's riz the fuck out. When you do it, it's no riz. All
look,
right.
Look, we could tell you that waging an unprovoked and brutal war on your neighbors isn't riz. Hang on. We could note that releasing stage managed photos of yourself riding horses and hunting while shirtless isn't riz. We could say that being besties with the not so supreme leaders of North Korea and Iran isn't riz. But we don't need to. Of all the world leaders we can think of, Vladimir Putin, the one we'd least like to have a cup of tea or beer with, enough said, 0 riz for you.
So
and then they say next, but like that was the last one.
Devastating.
So I come out of this experience knowing I feel less about riz.
Yeah.
Right?
Than, yeah, from
is it so
from confusing where we started.
In this list? I don't like it.
That's fair.
We
never read Politico on this show because it's good.
Yeah, no. Correct. I think that they should have gotten us to write that article. It would have made a lot more sense. The the true, knowers of swag and riz in Europe, us would have done a better list. Mm-hmm. And that is why I'm here to give the Corner Spatey top 10 hottie babes of Europe. Number
me. Uma.
Everyone on the show.
Everyone who listens. The girl listening right now.
Yeah. Number 9, Pedro Sanchez.
You know who's beautiful? Read the first lyric.
But you're right. Pedro wasn't on there. That is...
It's insane. Yeah. I mean, he lost the elections to like the right wingers and then took them, like, won again.
Won, yeah.
And... He's like literally. I mean, I don't even like him that much.
No, but he like he does crack wise. He like
there's like videos of him like flirting with being flirty with like comedians with
people in the press
talk show hosts and stuff like that. And everyone's like always like, oh my god.
Yeah. There was that one guy from Pasoy from like Galicia who made the video about his like. Packages.
Oh God! Shut up. That
during
was
the election
so
campaign, but like he is objectively the hottest head of government.
He is. Anyway, very disappointing.
And for the comment about Roberta Metsola not being on any other end of year list, the only other end of year list that I could totally imagine her, which is being on, which is technically a beginning of 2024 list, which is Politico's The Class of 2024, where they kind of like just. give kind of like immemoriums. They have these like nice little pictures of people and stuff. That's Donald Tusk right there. But like, if she was going to be on any list, it would be on this one, and she's not. So oh, that so is the sad. Only end so of your I'm, list. I'm
right. Why was he put it? Put her, not it, sorry. Her in the Riz list and not
why
in
did
the...
they Ursula von der Leyen?
Like... But like, I feel like it's yeah. like, you know, you get snubbed at the Oscars, but you kind of like sweep the BAFTAs
Shut
or
the
whatever.
Fuck. I don't want to hear about the Oscars.
I'm not engaging with that discourse snubbed? Because that I have to come in with the whole thing. Like, it's all scams. It's just whichever prominent pedophile bribed the other prominent pedophiles in the LA studio system. It's there's articles about how Netflix bribed their way into this organization. I don't respect it. Hmm. The Barbie movie was fun. I liked it.
But
that's why Hillary
hated,
yeah, but no, I don't hate the Barbie
hate
movie. No.
No, I hate it. Yeah.
I think that Hillary Clinton deserves an Oscar for the Barbie movie. That's just my personal
you know,
opinion.
There's actually a White House, well, she never made it to the White House. But there's a White House Barbie that like it's
yeah, America's
quite
first
old.
Female president.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And it has like the kind of like blue thing that Hillary Clinton like
yeah,
always
and then
wears.
You know what? White House Barbie grew up to become Hillary Clinton. You know what? That's what
there
they don't. That's what they don't tell you about in the movie.
There you go.
You know, but they cut that scene out. But yeah. It was there.
And you know what? The Politico class of 2024, which we don't have time to go through right now.
No.
But I can save you some time and say, it's just Hillary Clinton 15 times. So congrats.
Congrats
I give Political zero riz. Mic drop.
Oh yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
You're so correct.
Politico is yeah. Politico
Take
is
that.
A zero riz publication. Yeah. Absolutely. Yep.
Okay. With that has been a bonus episode. It's I don't think we ever said it, but it is me, Uma, and Nick here, and we are joined by Lucas again.
No, we didn't. We just started talking.
We did just start talking
yeah,
about
just...
hentai, basically. Yeah. And you know what? I don't regret it. So with that, if you want to find Lucas on anything, we'll put all the links that he mentioned the last episode in the description again, and you can definitely do that. But we will catch you on the main feed. Ciao, ciao.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.